Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're here with me today on The Erica Glessing Show, where we bring you 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My guest today is a dear friend of mine and a dear friend of Happy Publishing. She is a number one international best-selling author several times over. She's a gifted empath. And she's also just a natural healing type of being. So with no further ado, welcome Ashley Stamatinos.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited that you welcomed me onto this program. This
is Ashley and I just, it seems like whenever we're together, like magic shows up.
Absolutely.
Every single time since The Energy of Expansion, The Energy of Healing, the books that she's written in for me, and her own work as an empath. And let's just open, one of the things Ashley and I were chatting about was this epidemic of looking at others as being more than you. And how can you get rid of that sort of that thing of, they're all doing more than me, or they're all better than me, or everyone, you know, that whole energy. How can we just dispel that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that we're talking about this topic because, you know, like we said right before this call, I polled my audience to find out what are you guys struggling with the most? And confidence by far was the biggest thing that people wanted to change. And so we are comparing ourselves, like Erica just said, we're comparing ourselves like crazy, you know. And this is such an information overload era that it's really easy to look at people around you that have more than you, which puts you in the place sometimes, if you have the mindset for it, to feel like you're in lack. And so one of the strongest, fastest ways that you can shift that is instead of trying to no longer ever compare yourself, I'd love for you to look at, okay, if I'm going to compare, which is something that just happens sometimes, I want you to look at how can I use this as an example of giving me hope for what's possible. Okay, so this person.
Oh, you know, I have to pause you.
Yeah.
This happens to me at flipping Walmart.
Does it?
I've got my cart. And I'm carefully doing, I have three teenagers.
Yeah.
And they basically eat voraciously, you know, 24/7. So whatever I put in the cart, I'm sure they're going to eat. I don't have any trouble feeding them as far as that. And I seriously look at other people's carts and I trade it and I'm like, how can they have that much money?
Yeah.
I have less money than the other people at flipping Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you look at that, do you immediately go into, I wish I had that much money, or what's behind that? Or what do you think other people do?
I just start feeling less than.
Less than.
I just walk around and then I start feeling more and more contracted. I get my 17 things instead of my 877 things that I'd like to get. And I just get in my car and I leave feeling contracted. So that's a really interesting observation, right?
Yeah. And so, okay, because you use the word contraction, this is something as sensitive people, people who are highly aware, people who have antennas that feel and sense everything from everybody that, you know, passes us by on the street. You know, people could pass you by and you get a headache because they had a headache and think, well, I wonder what this headache is from. And like you go into a store and you're looking and comparing at other people's carts and feeling less than, you know, less financial support, less all of the other things that go with that. And what if that was actually you picking up on all the other people around you who are feeling less than? And instead of going into the wrongness of looking at their cart and feeling less than, what if you were like, wow, how cool is it that I am so aware that I'm picking up on everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions?
Right.
Like, whoa, what if that's actually a capacity? What if that's kind of cool? I wonder how many people around me are feeling less than. And then it lifts a little bit of the weight off of you from, I created that, I'm less than, you know, I am not doing enough for my family, I'm terrible. And it's about, I think the power it is in being able to reframe situations.
I
from
love
something
it.
That's digging into you to something that works for you and allows you to keep moving. Because when we compare, it cuts the energy and it stops us. So we want to figure out how to keep momentum going in our lives.
And let's talk about that mindset shift into confidence. You know, I think as we've been working together a while, and in my professional energy, I'm pretty much supremely confident in so many ways.
Yeah.
And yet we were just chatting about other people may have more offers, or other people may have more ongoing evergreen things, or other people may market their books better. So how do we shift into our own sort of divinity?
Yeah. When you break down confidence and what it really is, confidence is when you are willing to be you without apologizing. No matter what people think about you, say about you, what other people do around you, confidence is your ability to be you without apologizing. So at the heart of a lack of confidence, if you're feeling a lack of confidence, my question to you would be, how much are you being you in your life, with your business, with your kids, with your money, you know? And if it's less than 100%, you know, you want to look at, if I was really being me with money, would I actually feel this shitty? You told me not to swear. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. They'll just hear a beep.
So I was at a play date with my son the other day, and this guy out of the blue was like, "You only want to trust people who swear because they're so truthful. They just tell you honestly what's on their mind." And I was like, I like that. That makes me feel better about my swearing. So confidence, you know, you want to ask yourself, am I being me with money? Am I being me with my kids? Am I being me with my body? And a lot of times we're not. So you want to get in touch with being you and being, you know, understanding what is of value to you and spending time on those value things so that you can be more you, and then work on not apologizing for being you.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that showed up for me as I was hearing you share about being you and being in the world, like wherever you are right now listening to this, you're light years different from so many things. You're light years different from you some decades ago. You're light years different from other people. So as you become your alpha, and I think that's really what Ashley's talking about, as you get to know your own alpha, that's that sweet spot. That's what shifts people, is knowing that. So maybe just in our last minute or two, tell me a book that inspires you or inspired you and how we can find you.
Well, I mean, since I'm on the phone with you, all of the books that you've published, and I would say, you know, honestly, I'm going to change my answer now, because I think that the book that we did together, the expansion, what's it called? The Power of
the Energy of Expansion. Oh, so good.
The book, Mind Expanding, and it's
timeless.
Words cannot describe. I mean, the words in the book do describe another possibility that you can have within your life. More confidence, more capacity to receive more. And that when you open up to receiving more, you become more aware and you become more confident, and everything is possible in your life. And you move out of lack and seeing what you can't have to seeing what you can receive and what you can create with your life. That book was so magical. I even love just holding that book. So the energy to expand. It's awesome. You have it? Anyone who is interested in more,
highly recommend it. And then in our last second, just give us a nice URL, and I'm guessing you have a free gift there.
I do. You know, the easiest way to reach me is ashleystamatinos.com. I'm sure you can spell my name from Erica's
website.
And there's an amazing freebie right on the homepage, 12 secrets to turning your sensitivities into strengths to be fully empowered. So you're welcome to receive that whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.